Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Red Wings have won six of their last seven, and they will go for seven of their last eight tonight when they take on Arizona at the LCA. The head coach of the Detroit Red Wings is Jeff Blashill, and he joins us now here on the home of the Red Wings, 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good to be on here.
Great to have you. Lot to talk about with this team, the way you guys have been playing lately. I'm wondering, as happy as you are with the wins, as happy as you are with the play, are you even happier with the fact, I know you don't like playing from behind, but you guys have gotten behind and battled back, which shows that this team never quits, even when you get down two goals in the third period.
Yeah, I mean, that's been probably the real positive of the last couple stretches. Obviously, the wins, we needed wins. I thought there was games earlier in the year where we played good enough to win and didn't. And so you kind of have to fight through that, and we did. I thought recently we've done a real good job. We've gotten down of just staying with it, maybe at times picking up our play. I think we can play way better than we've played, actually. I think there's more in us. You're never going to play a perfect game for 60 minutes, but I think certainly our starts need to be better. But the fact that our guys have hung in there, and a lot of that credit goes to our goaltenders. I think our goaltenders have played very, very good at those times we've gotten down where it's given us a chance to come back. And then our guys have played pretty smart, fearless hockey once we've been down. So we've got a big challenge here again tonight, but we've got to keep grinding and find our ways to as many wins as possible. But certainly shows a good amount of character the way our guys have been able to come back here, especially the last three games.
It's probably no surprise to you because the way he, you know, played during the World Championships after the season. But Dylan Larkin seems to have stepped it up a notch ahead of last year. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's a notch even from where he was at last year. I thought he played real well last year. I thought he really started to become a much better two-way player, and that's the kind of player he's going to have to be a great player in this league, and probably any player has to be now. But I think he's controlled the play more than a year ago. I think there's been certain games where he's really, really controlled the puck. And I think to the game in Columbus, he was excellent. Really throughout this last stretch, there's been a number of games where he's done that. And he's gone against the other team's best most of that time. And that's a hard thing every single night. But I think it brings out his best attribute, and that's his competitiveness. Certainly he's got skill and he's got speed. But I think Dylan's best attribute is he loves to compete, and so when he gets a challenge to go against another great player on another team, he really rises to the occasion. So we need continued steps from him, certainly, but he's made another good one here in the right direction so far this year.
We're talking to Jeff Blashill, Red Wing head coach. Wings will play tonight against Arizona at the LCA. You can hear the game right here on 97.1 The Ticket. With the retirement of Henrik Zetterberg, there's obviously a void. And I'm not saying you're glad that he retired. Obviously, everybody wishes him good health. But has that void forced these younger guys to maybe step up more than they would if he were still here? I mean, has that been, in a weird way, kind of a silver lining, a blessing that these guys have had an opening that they've had to step into?
It's hard for me to say. You know, the one thing I'd say is I don't know. Certainly whenever a guy is as good a player as he is, as good a leader as he is, isn't around anymore, that's not a positive. You know, he's a guy who I think our record, had he been back, would be better, because he's just one of those guys that was one of our better players most nights, and two, makes big plays at big moments. But there's certainly something to be said for the fact that now our young guys have to sink or swim on their own a bit. And, you know, early in the year we sank, and that's just a fact based on the record. But I think as we've started to claw our way out, we've swam more. And that's if there is any positive to Hank not being around anymore, it's the fact that these guys have to step up and do it a little bit more on their own. And they've made strides towards that the last couple of years. You certainly don't want to have guys sink or swim before they're ready. You never know for sure where readiness is at. But it, you know, as we progress through the season, we'll continue to find out where each player's at, because there is no safety valve for them anymore. So if that's the point, you know, Jamie, that you're making, there's probably some reality to that. Certainly, as a hockey team, we'd love to have Hank around here, but also understand where his health's at, and it's the reality of kind of where our team's at in the process of rebuilding towards where we want to be.
Last couple of seasons, you guys have had problems, you know, in the back end, moving the puck out of the back end, you know. But Chalowski just, I mean, that's what he does better than any player you guys have probably had since Lidstrom. I'm not comparing him to Lidstrom, but how comforting is it that you guys can get the puck out of the zone, and how good of a passer is he?
Stoney, did you just compare him to Lidstrom?
No.
That's exactly what he did.
No, I said since Lidstrom.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I got that right. You know what? You need guys that have poise and can move the puck. That's the game is today. The pressure that teams are put under in the NHL today is immense. So it's way more than even when Nick played. It's more than 5 or 10 years ago. And so you have to have guys that are able under those pressure situations to move a puck. And I think that's ultimately one of Cholo's best attributes. I think in the breakout area, he can still get a little bit better at it. Where he's really been excellent for me is moving the puck in the neutral zone and being able to produce offense by all of a sudden making a 40-foot pass to somebody and creating an outnumbered rush. So I think he's been a real bright spot for us. I think it speaks to a positive for our future that he's come in as a young guy. You want to talk about sink or swim. He, you know, the first part of the year, we had four young defensemen dressed, and they've got to kind of do it on their own, and very few D are able to do that, and he did a pretty good job of it at that age. So I think he's somebody that, as we move forward, is really can be a real bright spot for the organization. Certainly has to keep improving, but his poise and his puck-moving ability is what is absolutely needed in today's NHL.
You missed it earlier when Stoney compared Bertuzzi to Fedorov, but we'll get back to that later.
great show.
Yeah. obviously, you guys got off to a lousy start, and there were a couple of real mismatches in there where you were outscored badly. Since that time, you've been playing a lot better. Was something, I'm sure a lot of things were said, is there a moment you can point to, or did you always feel that the effort was there and the results just weren't?
You know, there's certain, I would say most nights the effort's been there, and it's actually interesting. Both those games that were blowouts in really, really miserable games, both those games we actually started well. I actually thought we came out in Montreal the first number of shifts and played very well. I thought in Boston the first period we played well. But one thing that happened in both those games is when it started to go the wrong way, we lost our game. We started to play the wrong way. We started to cheat for offense. We started to try to make up the score in one shift and totally lost, I thought, how we need to play to be successful, how any team needs to play. You need to play from the right side of the puck. You need to check for your chances. You need to do those things in the NHL. And I thought that was the biggest difference here from that point moving forward is I think when we've got down, whether it was the next game in Tampa where we still didn't win, but I thought we stayed with our game and we continued to play the right way even when we got down, or these last number of comebacks that we've had, we've been able to stay with our game and continue to play the right way. Now, part of that is our goalies have made saves that keep you in the game and you don't lose too much hope or momentum. But that, to me, has been the biggest difference. You know, in this little stretch where we've won, we've made big plays at big moments, different than maybe the first three games or four games of the year where we were certainly in those games but didn't win them. But our resolve has been much better to continue to play the right type of hockey regardless of the score. If you can do that over 60 minutes, you make the game 60. If you stop playing the right way after 20, all of a sudden it's a 20-minute game and you have no chance to come back.
The enigma still, to me, and probably to you too, is Anthony Mantha. He started off slow and then last couple of games he seemed to have kicked it in again. How frustrating is it for you that there are some nights to go through stretches where he's invisible and there's others where he's one of the best players on the ice?
Well, first, I don't, you know, frustration to me is not a quality that's good for a coach. I'm paid to make these guys be as good as humanly possible. And so, certainly with Anthony, he's got a, first of all, he's 6'5", so anytime he doesn't do anything right, it's so noticeable to everybody in the building. And that's just the reality of having that type of skill set. Anthony's worked very hard over the last number of years at changing his habits. He played a long time in his life where he didn't have to move a whole bunch, and he had great success. If you watched him play junior hockey, he scored 80 goals in 80 games, but he really didn't have to skate much to do it. He's had to really learn in a tough league to learn in that you have to skate and compete every shift in order to have any chance to have success. Otherwise, you never have the puck because everybody else is about as good as you and has the same skill set as you. And so I think as he's learned that, he's gone through his ups and downs and that he's having to learn on under the bright lights. But I think he's taken steps. And the biggest thing that gives me hope with Anthony is he can look in the mirror and recognize that he's got to keep getting better. And as long as he keeps recognizing he's going to keep getting better, it's not going to be perfect every day, but let's keep making strides in the right direction. I think he's still doing that. As long as he's still doing that, I think that's a positive thing.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the time this morning. Really appreciate it. Good luck against Arizona, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Tony.
All right, thanks a lot. There he is, Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.